Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Every time we allow something to cross the threshold of our home, we can stop and ask ourselves, does it evoke something important to me or does it not? Does it make my life better? Does it charm me? And when you kind of put that lens on every design decision, you realize that you don't have to worry about the trends, that you're not trying to impress your mother-in-law or your best friend or whoever it is. You're doing it really out of a direct extension of things that are meaningful and colors and patterns and styles and objects that have meaning. And then the best part is that when your eye travels around your room, you feel like you're at home. And I've never found another substitution for that feeling.
Hi, welcome to Being Home with Hunker. I'm Lori Gunning Grossman. Today on the show, I'm talking with Nate Berkus. You know Nate, celebrity interior designer, best-selling author, and host of HGTV's The Nate and Jeremiah Home Project. We've seen evidence of Nate's talent ever since he came into the public eye in 2002 after his first appearance on The Oprah Winfrey Show. I was so excited to talk with Nate. You will most likely hear my unmasked enthusiasm at the top of this conversation because Nate knows design and he knows how to elevate a home. As he says, he cares deeply about living beautifully. And lucky for us, he's just released a brand new collection called Nate Home. As he says in our conversation, he's standing on the edge of a cliff with his return to bedding, bath, and a new category, home organization. Why a cliff? Well, because as Nate shares, this is the first time he isn't partnering with a single retailer. Through his partnership with M Design, his goal was to make this new collection available to everybody. And he's made true to that goal. Nate Home is available at places like M Design, Amazon, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, and Belk's. I have a few of his products from this collection, and I just want to tell you, they are quality made, thoughtfully designed, and stylish. Think gorgeous quilts and blankets, soft sheets and towels, decorative pillows, and organizing tools such as bins, bottle holders, and baskets. I would recommend them to anyone. We also talk about the two foundations of design that matter to him. He shares the tangible things that can help express the stories of the people living in a home. He talks about how he's become a better designer since becoming a father. And he shares why having an organized home is so important. And he gives us two expert organizing tips to try. Finally, we talk about his marriage to designer Jeremiah Brent and their two children, how sharing his life not only as a designer, but as a family man is so important. To him and his husband, visibility matters. And we talk about this. Nate is a total delight. I hope you enjoy this conversation as much as I did. So let's welcome our guest, Nate Berkus. Hi, Nate.
Hi, Lori.
Look at me. Look at this. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm in a big career moment. I'm standing on the edge of a cliff, Lori, on your podcast right now.
Well, why are you on the edge of a cliff?
So February 6th is my return to bedding and bath and a new category for me, home organization. The brand is called Nate Home. For the first time, I'm not partnering with a single retailer.
Okay.
So I'm not at anyone's mercy. They're their marketing department or their catering department or their buyers, which can work and had worked for me historically. But I'm partnering with M Design, who is an unbelievable leader in home organization and home decor. And we've been working on it together for years behind the scenes.
Ooh.
And my towels look terrible in my home because they haven't been for sale for many years. So I'm going to get some new towels. Maybe you'll get some new towels. Maybe people listening will get some new towels.
Yeah.
And it's just great. I mean, the bedding, it's a massive collection. It'll be available on the 6th and on Amazon I'm going back to Target. It'll be there. It'll be at Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, Belk's, everywhere. And that was the goal, then, to make it really accessible for everybody.
Take it over, man. I love it.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Let's do it. Let me tell you something. I got some samples.
Oh, good. Okay. What'd you think?
Okay, Nate, they're gorgeous. I got a beautiful quilt. I got a beautiful blanket, some of your towels. It feels soft. It feels lovely. I'm so excited. My bestie from college is coming into town, and now I'm going to set her up with Nate Home, Nate Berkus bedding, and she's going to be thrilled.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
So no, I'm happy you received it. You know what? Honestly, I've been really kind of humbled and grateful by all of the media that has been interested in me coming back to market in these categories. Mm. You know, when you launch something new, you're like, is anybody going to call? Like, am I going to have any interviews set up? And it's just been really wonderful talking to everybody and hearing, you know, this has been the culmination of years of experience. I'm 51 years old. I've been in design for 27 years. I have very low turnover in my design firm. You know, there's people that have worked for me for 18 years and 20 years. And it's like scary to me because I still think I'm a kid, but I'm definitely not. And it's also years of market research and feedback and what was great about what I put out there in the world and what wasn't so great and how we can correct. And so I really feel good about this, the Nate Home collection, because we were able to improve in ways that I wasn't able to do prior. Like, all of our cotton is certified. There's no harmful substances or dyes.
Nice.
That didn't exist at a price that people could afford when I started in this business, but it certainly does now. And, you know, I'm very specific about how I want a towel to feel. And I've always like sort of wondered like why we spend like literally thousands of dollars on like toner and skin cream and the right eye cream
right.
and the makeup remover and the gel and the whatever. And, you know, my stepmother had like a 90-step process when I was growing up. Oh. It took like 19 hours for her to go to bed.
Oh,
and then
God.
Like you put a towel on your face immediately when it's wet. And like, why doesn't that matter as much, if not more, than all of the things we do for ourselves every single day? So really the whole brand is about the elevated basic, and it's affordable and it's available everywhere. But most importantly, if you don't get that layer right in design, it doesn't matter how cute your vintage lamp is that you've hauled back from the flea market last Sunday.
Right.
If your bedding doesn't feel right to you, if your towel isn't what you want it to be, then your creams don't matter and your custom shade from Etsy doesn't matter and your muralist girlfriend who spent 5 hours making a headboard for you doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because this is where design and living well really starts.
Yes. And I love all the places that you mentioned where it's going to be available, because it's all of our favorite stores to shop at, and making quality goods that people everywhere can get their hands on. And I agree with what you're saying also about the towels and bedding, because think about how much time we spend in our beds, sleeping, wanting to feel good, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm doing 220 thread count, but the weave is the same weave as like the best Italian sheet in the world.
Yeah.
And I challenge people to sleep on that thread count and feel better on a higher.
Yeah.
I'm doing 330 thread count sateen that feels like it's a very well woven 700 thread count. And what people don't understand is that that was always like a numbers game. You could buy like 2000 thread count sheets at Costco and go, and they would fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So with my expertise, with M Design's expertise, with our years and years and years collectively of experience that went into the research and the product development of this launch, I just want to be the guy, because I was for a really long time, where when you knew you needed a new set of towels, because your towels were borderline embarrassing and you use them on the dog and you'd use them on the kids, that everybody said, oh, I'll go buy the Nate Berkus towels because I know what I'm getting.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's also talk about, though, you have organizing products, which I have to say, Nate, I'm a Virgo. I heard you're a Virgo.
When's your birthday?
September 20th.
I'm 17. Okay.
That's my son's birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Two Virgos in my house.
We're a very special crew.
Yes. So I have to say, I saw that you had a post on your Instagram and you were looking in this beautiful cabinet, wooden armoire where you had...
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
And you mentioned how you're a Virgo and that you like the organizing, and you're speaking my language when you talk about the organization, right?
Well, listen, there's two foundational things in 27 years of being in design that matter to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've had this philosophy since day one. One is that I think our home should tell our stories, who we've loved, where we've been, where we aspire to go, even who we've lost.
Yeah.
By the choices, they should be reflected in the choices we make in our decor. That's number one. And number two is that you cannot live well by definition without having an organized home. You can try, you can fake it, but everything is just so much harder. A last minute dinner party, getting the kids dressed and out to school, homework time, arts and crafts time, mm-hmm. getting dressed yourself in the morning or getting packed for a trip. All of it, it takes half the time when you commit to, you know, living well through home organization. And I have always believed that. And you know, my label maker, there was like one moment in the pandemic where like you could not get the correct labels for my label maker. And I was like, Jeremiah, I was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, despondent. I was like, he's like, you're acting like you have like a lead ball with spikes chained to your ankle. He's like, there's got to be someone that can deliver your label maker. And by the way, everything in our house is labeled. Why do you even need more tape? I was like, just in case.
Yeah, I love it.
Something should appear that needs a label that isn't.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, crazy. I'm going to leave you to your own misery with this. But, you know, fundamentally, you have to get the basics right in order to live really beautifully. And I care deeply about living beautifully. I try to myself. I've made over thousands of people's homes. I've gotten to know them. And I know the power of design, and I know the power of organization, and it matters.
Yes, it does. It really matters. And I love how you talk about how you're a storyteller through your designs. I fully believe that as well, that our homes tell our stories, tell the stories of people living in the homes and our identities and how we want to express ourselves. So what are some tangible things that help to express the story of the people living in the home?
So there's some obvious ones, like yeah. framed photos, mm-hmm. children's artwork, framed letters or notes from somebody dear to you that get a place of honor in a bookshelf or on a side table. Those are like really sort of acute moments of personalization, but it really goes through almost every category. If you think about it, you know, it could be that you brought a set of coffee cups home from a place that you visited, Sicily or the American South or Mexico or something, where it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
When you put that to your face every morning and your day is just starting, it even subliminally, subconsciously brings you back to that vacation, back to that experience. When you see it, when you're loading the dishwasher, you're handling something that has a connection, a personal connection, a tie emotionally to you.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that every single thing in your house has to matter. You know, your tape and your, you know, pots and pans. I mean,
right.
not necessarily.
Yeah.
But have I worked with somebody who said this was my mother's pot? Yes. And I use it to make pancakes for my kids and that matters to me. Have I worked with somebody who said my favorite dress that I ever owned was this floral pattern. And I found the same fabric online and made two pillows for my living room sofa out of it. You know, there's these moments that we have every time we allow something to cross the threshold of our home. We can stop and ask ourselves, does it evoke something important to me or does it not? And does it make my life better? Does it charm me?
Ooh.
And when you kind of put that lens on every design decision, you realize that you don't have to worry about the trends, that you're not trying to impress your mother-in-law or your best friend or whoever it is, or your book club. You're doing it really out of a direct extension of things that are meaningful and colors and patterns and styles and objects that have meaning. And then the best part is that when your eye travels around your room, you feel like you're at home. And I've never found another substitution for that feeling.
I love everything you've just said. It's so beautiful. And I also love how you said, does it charm me as we bring it into our homes?
Yeah. Is it charming? Yeah. Do you find it charming? Because that's what matters.
Yeah. I find you to be very charming. I need to just tell you that
Thank
now.
Thank you.
You're extremely charming.
Thank you, Lori. It's mutual. Thank you.
Let me just say also, Nate, one thing I also love, you are a designer, homes, and now with your new collection, Nate Home, you're also designing your life. And I have to say, just wanted to say this very quickly, I appreciate how you are designing your life with your husband, Jeremiah, with your children who are ridiculously adorable, Poppy and Oscar. And what I love also is that I am a parent of a gay son. My son is a teenager. And I love seeing that you show yourself out there. You show that it's possible to grow up, marry a husband, have beautiful children, have this beautiful life together. And it's so important for representation for us as parents to be able to show our children what is possible. And I just really appreciate that. I know that maybe it's a thing to put yourself out there and your family out there. Is that something that is important to you also just as a person designing your life like this?
It's 100% why Jeremiah and I both do what we do. And it became very quickly the reason why I stayed on television after I had my first opportunity with Oprah to be on television. I understood intrinsically that when I was a kid, there was nobody like me in the public eye. And your son or the mother that we ran into at Nordstrom in, you know, California one day, who took both of our hands and said, my son was so worried that he wouldn't have what he defined as a normal life. But watching you two and your kids, it made it easier for him to come out because he realized that it wasn't what my father had to think when I came out to him at 18 years old, which was, what is your life going to be like? Mm-hmm. So the visibility is 100% what matters. It's why we continue our show on HGTV. It's why we are actually working on another TV project about gay dads right now, which I think is probably going to be amazing if it all works out. But that matters so much, Lori. And I wish my mother would have had the opportunity to know someone like me to help her when I was coming out and my mother was trying to understand as well what my life might look like, mm-hmm. you know? And that's really in the end, we're all the same, you know, gay, straight, black, white, we're all the same. I believe that wholeheartedly, but I do think it's important for people like me and families like mine to show up in the middle of the country where it's not that common to see people who live like us, who love like us, and to just put the message out there that all love is the same.
It's so beautiful, and it's so appreciated by many, many people.
Well, thank you. I will tell Jeremiah about this conversation.
Oh, yay.
And he will cry because he cries all the time. So it'll be great.
I love it. It's so wonderful. Okay, let's keep talking about families just a little bit here as we have a little more time. Has your style changed at all, your design style changed at all since becoming a father?
Yes.
How so?
I've found myself, I think I'm a better designer because I'm a father. I think, you know, I recognize the investment at any price that people are making in their home. And durability has become important. Home organization became even more important with all that, you know, plastic junk everywhere. Mm. I probably have a Lego wedged between my toes right now as I'm talking to you. You know, it also, I think, opened my eyes to the fact that you're never too young to express yourself creatively. And, you know, we moved in New York City from one house to the other. And our son said to us at 3 years old, I want the same wallpaper, Dad, because I really like the animals.
Aww.
And so we put the same wallpaper in his room. And he's, you know, it made him feel like home, even though we were moving. Mm. And so, you know, kids are really powerful. They're here to teach us a lot. And my kids, I think, have made me a much better designer, much more open, much less maybe convinced of my initial instinct. And my husband has also taught me a lot. You know, when we met, I was in charge. I was the boss. I was the TV guy. I was the makeover guy and Oprah and the whole nine yards. And now, you know, it took me a minute to realize that, like, ooh, if I'm going to have a happy marriage here, I might not always be right about where that rug might go.
Yeah, yeah. Do you find, though, as a father and also as a designer, is there a little push and pull with your children as far as like how they want to express themselves in their rooms? I know you said Oscar wanted the same wallpaper, which is so adorable.
Yeah.
Are they expressing ways that they want to have their room that you kind of go, oh, I wouldn't do that?
Poppy's bedroom and the rest of the house appeared in Architectural Digest when we moved in. And it looks, the paper is now the same, but she, one breakfast on Sunday, we were sitting as a family recently, and she looked at us and she said, you know, I really don't like where my furniture is in my room. I don't like the bed in the middle of my room. And we said, but why? Like, you know, Daddy's designed it that way for you so you could keep all your junk behind and we never tell you you have to clean it up and because we can't see it. And, you know, she said, but I always feel really squished and it's not a good feeling. And we went home and moved the whole room around and she loves it. And that's where it's staying. So yes, we listen. And yes, it has changed us. And yes, it does matter. And do we like how the room looks as much as it did when we installed it? No. But is our daughter so much happier and having friends come over after school, and she uses the space differently, and she loves it 1,000%.
Wow.
And that, you know, that's not nothing. That resonates with us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny. I saw that picture. I've seen the pictures, as you mentioned, of Poppy's room. And I remember thinking to myself, I love that they put that bed in the middle of the room.
It's gone.
Oh, no.
It's gone. The okay. 7-year-old has decided to move on.
They have ideas, don't they, at young ages?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, I want to get back a little bit more to the organizing, because I do love what you're offering in your new collection, the bins, the bottle holders, the baskets. People, go check it out. Why do you think, and especially as a Virgo, having an organized home is so important?
Because it allows me and many people that I've met the space to become creative and romantic and all of the things that actually really matter. Ooh. It's a gateway drug to living a really good life. That's like my best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Like, once you have an organized pantry and your kids don't tell you that you're out of fig bars or whatever, even though you know you're not, and life just moves smoothly. Once you experience that for the first time, you can't stop. You can't stop at the linen closet, because it's just such a pleasure every time you put the laundry away. And you can't stop at the under the kitchen sink, because then you start thinking about all the sinks in your house and why aren't the sponges lined up like that in that perfect little drawer that opens and closes. So it's literally like a gateway drug to living beautifully. That's like the best way I can describe it. And I know, because when I designed this entire collection for Nate Home with M Design, they sent the home sort ladies to my house in Montauk, and they redid my laundry room and they redid my pantry and every kitchen drawer and cabinet. And I took them both by the hand and I said to them, you guys, no one on earth would appreciate this more than me. I just want you to know. And if you come back in 10 years, I promise you, the laundry detergent will be in the exact same place.
Wow.
Like, I will protect this system that you've created for me, who was never disorganized to begin with. I mean, everything was labeled already. It was just done not as well as they did it. And I said, I will protect this with a bayonet. Trust me.
I love this. I love it.
Yeah.
It's funny that there is such a joy. This is why people love seeing photos of people's pantries or their linen closets or the inside of their refrigerator.
When totally.
It's like, you know, it's just such a joy to look at. Whether or not a person might be a full organizer, we all aspire to that. So I actually have just two more questions for you.
Okay.
If someone was like, Nate, I'm not a Virgo, my house is cluttered, I need help with one or two organizing tips, where would you suggest they start?
Well, first start with your edit. I mean, you know, we all have so much stuff and we know it, and we don't need as many things as we have. And we know that too. If it's not serving you well, if it's not charming you, if it's not, you know, lifting you up in some way, making your life better, easier, making you feel better, look better, whatever it is, then it needs to go. And, you know, so many people need so many things that the opportunity to donate to a local organization or wherever you want to clean up and get rid of that stuff is really an opportunity that all of us should take advantage of.
Yes.
So the edit is like the first thing. And then I would say, start with something that really matters. You know, start with an area that's going to make your morning easier,
okay,
or your work life easier. What is really frustrating to you? A lot of people have been working from home and now are on a hybrid schedule. What does that closet in the office look like? Like, can you be on a call like we are or on a podcast right now and find exactly the note that you need? If you can't, then you need to get yourself some bins.
Yeah. Get some of your bins.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mine, anyone's. It doesn't matter. But get some bins.
I love it. Great tip. Okay. Final question to you. So our podcast is called Being Home with Hunker. What does being home mean to you?
It's all my family. It's the sounds that, you know, the kids make. It's the footsteps on the stairs. It's the sink turning on and off. There's a very distinctive sound that I will share with you, Lori, that is absolutely come to define home for me, probably more than any. Our son has this huge table filled with Legos in his room. It's his favorite thing on earth. And the sound of him searching for the particular piece, it sounds like, you know, the building is falling down because we have cameras everywhere, obviously. Uh-huh. But it's the sound of him digging through those Legos that we hear from our kitchen that, you know, it's just sounds like home.
That is so cute. I love it. Nate Berkus, you're so adorable. I love talking with you.
Thank you.
This has been a delight. We are going to share this podcast with our audience and on Hunker as well. And of course, we will point everyone to where they can find your new collection, Nate Home by Nate Berkus. We will have all the places where they can find you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's a big deal for me, Lori. This is, like I said, I'm standing on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
I have the best of intentions, but I really appreciate you having me as your guest.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a delight. And I look forward to just seeing more of you out there.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you, Nate. To learn more about Nate and Nate Home, find him on Instagram at Nate Home or at Nate Berkus. His website is nateberkus.com, where you can discover everything that's going on with him. And if you're ready to add some of his products to your space, remember, Nate Home is available at places like Amazon, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Kohl's. Also in our show notes, you can discover other episodes we think you might like, such as my chat with interior designer and fellow HGTV star, Leanne Ford. Thank you for listening to Being Home with Hunker. For more information about this episode or others, visit hunker.com/podcast. And if you don't already, please follow our show. If you like what you hear, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review and share it with your friends. It really does help. Being Home with Hunker is produced by me, Lori Gunning Grossman. Eve Epstein is our executive producer. The podcast is recorded and mixed at Night Shift Audio. Theme music by Jonathan Grossman. Special thanks to our team at Hunker, senior designer Maury Med, and director of audience development, Gina Goff. Hunker's mission is to inspire and empower you to create a space that expresses who you are, shows off your unique style, and makes your life happier and more productive. Okay, I just get right into it? Just like that? Okay, here we go. Hi, welcome to Being Home with...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.